Chapter 6, The Inner Body.
You spoke earlier about the importance of having deep roots within, or inhabiting the body. Can you explain what you meant by that?
The body can become a point of access into the realm of being. Let's go into that more deeply now.
I'm still not quite sure if I fully understand what you mean by being.
Water? What do you mean by that? I don't understand it. This is what a fish would say if it had a human mind. Please stop trying to understand being. You have already had significant glimpses of being, but the mind will always try to squeeze it into a little box and then put a label on it. It cannot be done. It cannot become an object of knowledge. In being, subject and object merge into one. Being can be felt as the ever-present I am that is beyond name and form. To feel and thus to know that you are, and to abide in that deeply rooted state is enlightenment, is the truth that Jesus says will make you free.
Free from what?
Free from the illusion that you are nothing more than your physical body and your mind. This illusion of the self, as the Buddha calls it, is the core error. Free from fear, in its countless disguises as the inevitable consequence of that illusion, the fear that is your constant tormentor as long as you derive your sense of self only from this ephemeral and vulnerable form, and free from sin, which is the suffering you unconsciously inflict on yourself and others, as long as this illusory sense of self governs what you think, say, and do.
I don't like the word sin. It implies that I'm being judged and found guilty.